You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Italy, Daniele De Rossi's strong run as Roma interim manager is about to earn him a long stay in charge. De Rossi will stay on as Roma manager for the next season and, quote, the foreseeable future. De Rossi secured the job after serving as a caretaker coach and helping lead Roma to a strong run of results since replacing José Mourinho in January. Now Roma has posted a record of 11 wins, 3 draws, and just 2 losses in all competitions under De Rossi. They're now sitting 5th place in Serie A, which could earn them a Champions League place, and they will face AC Milan big game today in the Europa League semifinals second leg. Now, Nico, we're coming to you, my friend. De Rossi didn't have much of a coaching resume when he first took over Roma, but he's really transformed them since taking over them. Do you think that the biggest change has been... what do you think the biggest change has been for Roma since De Rossi took over?
They're playing a completely different style of football. That's been unbelievable for just the makeup of this team. It's like they were desperately asking for this shift. It was almost unexpected because of the lack of track record that De Rossi had at Spal. His team wasn't good. They weren't putting up good results, but there's clearly like this synergy between one of the biggest club legends taking on this role as manager, the understanding. And we could see this coming, this contract extension. I don't think any of us are surprised.
Fact.
Yeah.
Two losses in 16 matches.
That's crazy.
And just in time, you know, you do it, you're playing against Milan, a big game, kind of just reinforce the idea, no matter what happens tonight against Rossoneri, hey, you're good. We got your back. And I'll say it again, because I don't remember a more drastic instance when from one moment to the next, they went from being pretty defensive against Mourinho to completely offensive, free-flowing, fluid football under De Rossi.
Free, as Charlie said, free.
From one moment to the next. There was no learning curve. You're playing football a certain way for so long under a manager that has been able to instill these ideologies in their team.
Who left as a legend. People were talking about giving him a statue for the European Championship.
One moment to the next, scrap that because it happened in 2-3 games. They were exciting to watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way that Pellegrini has responded, Mancini defensively and offensively scoring goals, the partnership between Dybala and Lukaku has flourished. I don't know how to explain it. And maybe it's something unexplainable with De Rossi and the feeling and the passion, and it's this.
Yeah.
It's this. They have it, and hopefully it keeps on showing itself, putting itself on display.
Yeah.
Maybe especially
tonight.
It's a coach being flexible with the tactics and having a good understanding with his team, not saying we can only play this way. And I think with Jose Mourinho, it's his way or the highway, and everyone has to conform to that. And with a manager that comes in with understanding of the squad, because as an assistant coach, as an assistant manager, you're having a lot of those conversations. You've got to run the training sessions. You have to have the one-on-ones. Hey, why am I not playing? They go to you. They don't go to the head coach. They don't go to the manager. And so I think he has all those relationships to get the best out of everyone. He knew what guys wanted to do, you know, why guys were frustrated, where the team could advance and progress. And you're seeing when a coach, when a manager has the ears and the hearts of all the players and the ears and the hearts of all the fans.
Good things happen.
But also the belief and the confidence in your players. There's a story it takes place 2 years ago of a dinner that lasted about 6 hours. It was at Pep Guardiola's restaurant in Manchester. Pep Guardiola was there. De Zerbi was there. Maresca, who's now
there.
You were there. You were the waiter. Maresca was there. I think he's Leicester City's manager or Leeds. I can't remember. And the other person at that table was Daniele De Rossi. And they talked about tactics for hours. That's someone who cares about seeing the advancement of the game move forward. That's someone who wants to see his favorite team play in a beautiful way. And for his ability to, on a switch almost, make that happen, it's absolutely exceptional.
That's what's most striking to me. I get it that you want to play a certain way, but sometimes, I would say not even sometimes, most of the time, for you to transmit to your team and then your team to go out on the field and really back up what you want to do on the field, it usually takes some time. And it was almost seamless.
What type of players that you have? We're talking
right, but
established.
It's the same players that Mourinho had.
But Mourinho didn't allow them to play so freely in the attacking half.
I get that. But if it was happening now, after 15 games, I'd be like, okay, De Rossi had his time to work. He's figured it out. He's turning the ship. It's looking like he's the right man for the job. It happened like that. That usually doesn't happen so quickly.
Took the shackles off.
Magical.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You're ready, Bob.
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.